This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris is back and he tries out my new game where you try to name the song before your phone. Also, it's Bumbleo Wednesday, Greg's on Real or No Real, and Chris has a story about a strange task that his girlfriend's mum got him to do in Spain. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio. Radio 1.
Good afternoon, this is Scott and today I am not alone. Here's Chris Stark. Hi.
Oh, you gave me so much abuse for going on holiday.
No, I didn't.
You did though.
Right, okay, here's why. Do you know what? I actually really missed you.
Did you?
Yeah, a lot's happened in the last couple of weeks and I would have liked you to be there now and again for a bit of a hug, you know? And also I think it's the 2 week thing. It makes the heart, no, what's the phrase?
The heart grow fonder.
The heart grow fonder.
I've not really taken a holiday like that before.
No, and I think, because if it's a week, I'll be honest, I'm not that bothered. But I think it's the 2 week thing that really, really hit me. Yeah.
So shall we both agree not to take a holiday again? I mean, we could both commit to this right now.
Whatever.
Yeah, because come on, you take quite a few holidays, don't
you? I've not
been
off for ages, actually.
Won't be long.
I haven't.
Won't be long.
Right, I'll get you the
dates. Everyone's looking at you like...
Hun, I'll get you the dates if you want. I am off in about 3 weeks, just to let you know now.
For how long?
A holiday, yeah. Just for a week, not 2 weeks like you, mate. Scott Mills.
It's never enough.
The Hunter on BBC Radio 1, which is helping Shiona really kind of tackle her GCSE maths revision and dog-sitting combo today. Ben in Newcastle, thanks for your comment. Yes, the cream is back in the biscuit.
That's not one.
What's that mean?
He's made up a phrase there.
Right. Well, a bit like distance makes the heart grow bigger, or whatever we just said.
I'm not sure that was right either. But no, I appreciate you missing me.
Yeah. I mean, even Alice Levine's been on the radio more than you recently.
Yeah, I was worried about that, actually. Yeah, I did notice that.
You were up to speed on the Love Island?
I've watched the first episode.
Oh, my God.
And the one... I know everyone's been saying it. I imagine. I only got back yesterday. I was in Spain, by the way, but they don't have Love Island out there yet.
No. No, they don't. It's not reached
But
yet.
The lad from Blazing Squad's on there.
That's right.
He doesn't want anyone to know that he's on Blazing Squad.
No,
right?
No, he doesn't. We're only going to talk about Love Island now, so you're absolutely right, Chris. After slipping up twice in the first episode... there was absolutely no way that Marcel was going to tell more people about his past with Blazing Squad last night.
When I was younger, like around 15, 16, like I used to be in a band, innit? Yeah. Like, yeah. Do you remember the Blazing Squad?
Oh my days, no way. Which actually...
Yeah, okay, he's told more people again.
But true story, I once pretended I was in the Blazing Squad once as
not,
a kind of cool chat-up story.
Squad. When did you? Actually, you...
Do you know what I mean? I could have been in Blazing
like?
Squad.
Oh my God, the chain, the sportswear. You could have easily passed for Rocky B. Or Melody.
Mm.
Who did you tell that as a chat-up line?
I once said I was Strider.
Thing is, right, this only works as a cool story, Marcel, if people remember your band.
I still don't have a clue what the Blazing Squad is, but I'm just pretending to know because everybody else knows. I'm going to have to Google it when I get home. YouTube!
It's the perfect band to pretend that you're in because there were so many. Statistically, yeah. Someone you know will have been in Blazing Squad.
I'm going to have to Google it when I get home. YouTube.
YouTube. And, of course, if you ever meet someone from Blazing Squad, make sure that you tell them you can rap as well, like Kem did.
I'm not going to lie, I've got bars.
You keep saying it, but I've not heard any.
Balenciaga, your hair's looking dead. I think you need a new barber. You say you play the field, but you're just a farmer. I don't need the gas, I don't need the drum.
Reggie.
Have you both just made that up there off the spot?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because you're not tell. This is rubbish. Did you really just make that up?
Have you both just made that up there off the spot?
Yeah. Anyway, Kem did have something to back up his claim, even though rubbish. Harley, on the other hand, is... on his way to losing Amber.
I'm going to be honest, what's not there for me is the humour and the banter in the chat.
I know, and I get that, and it takes a lot for me to come out of my show, and I think I'm confident, but I'm not cocky. Mm. Got really good banter.
Oh.
Things like that. And it, like,
things like that. Scott Mills.
So you know, I was at a wedding whilst I was in Spain.
Yeah.
I was given a task, which almost turned into like one of those apprentice tasks that they do.
What, where you're rushing around shops for hours and there's a deadline?
Well, it was very similar to that, actually. So what happened is my girlfriend's mum called me with a really strange request. I still don't feel completely comfortable about it, but I was up for it because I'm really keen to impress her because I'm going out with her daughter.
That's true. So you want to do what you can, don't you?
Yeah. So she rang me, and in this situation, she's a bit like Alan Sugar, given the task. Mm-hmm. And she rang me and she said, we're about to board the plane, but I've realised I haven't got something with me. I need you to go to a supermarket and go and buy some... can I tell you what it was?
Yep.
She wanted me to go buy her some titty tape.
Oh! All right, let's not say that again, please.
Well, what would you like me to call it?
Just call it... I don't know. Body tape or something, because I'm not comfortable with that word.
But it's not really for the whole body.
No, but okay, you've established what it's for now, so yeah. So what is it for?
Well, she explained to me that she's got this dress, and basically she wants it to go down as much as possible without revealing her...
Yeah.
So what you're left with is a situation where you've got to buy tape to tape the dress.
Yeah, but obviously it's not like sellotape, it's a special kind of tape.
I think it's super strong tape because it sticks to the skin and it sticks to the dress. And
how do you get that in Spain?
Exactly, right? But I just thought, I'll go to the supermarket, they're bound to have it there. So went to the biggest supermarket I could find. It was like part of this complex. And had a look around.
And the clock's ticking, and you can't speak Spanish.
And it's really tricky to know what section of the supermarket you should go for the booby tape.
Mm-hmm. Not booby either, please. Just call it body tape, thank you.
Body tape, thank sorry, you. Sorry.
We know what it is now.
So I had to go and ask for some help. So I went to... I went to someone that works in the supermarket... and say, excuse me. Say, hola, excuse me.
Hola.
Can you help me? I'm trying to look for something. And they're like, see? Okay. Turn around. And then I had to try and describe what this tape was.
Oh.
And they'd never heard of it by its name that you and I know it by.
What did you say?
So, I said, where's the tape? And they were like, okay. So I had to do actions to kind of show what it is. So I sort of cupped my chest and then went like sticky, dress, sticky.
You cupped your chest?
Yeah, like to try and show what the tape was referring to and everything.
Mm-hmm. What's tape in Spanish then?
I remember this. It's cinta.
Cinta.
So if you try to do the cupping hands thing and say cinta, cinta,
right,
that didn't work at all. And all I could think when I was there doing that was, what would Scott do in this situation? Because you're really good in foreign supermarkets. We've been there before. You know kind of your way around. That's one of the strengths about you, Scott, isn't it? That you're a bit like a travel agent in your spare time.
I like to at least try with the language, whereas you're not so much that way inclined.
So I failed on this task. My girlfriend's mum wasn't that happy.
Right.
She didn't get the tape.
Oh, you failed?
Yeah, I failed. I couldn't get hold of any of this tape. So what I'd like to know is what you would do differently in this situation.
I mean, I could give it a go.
Yeah. So what I thought we could do, perhaps, is I could connect you to a Spanish supermarket. And let's just see how you'd get on in the same situation as I was in trying to order some of this body tape for my girlfriend's mum.
Okay, I'm up for this.
You're up for the challenge?
Yeah.
Think of it as now your own apprentice challenge. Okay. After the next song?
Yeah, definitely. Put me through.
Right, let me get a number for a Spanish supermarket. We can give this a go. BBC
Radio 1. So Chris, when he was on holiday in Spain, was tasked by his girlfriend's mum to go and get some body tape so that she could... I don't know how to say it, really, because it's your girlfriend's mum.
So she could wear a dress that presents both of her...
Yes.
That presents a long cleavage.
Yeah, okay. Oh... You mean so that she can feel comfortable in the dress that she wanted to wear for the wedding?
Yeah.
And there'd be no wardrobe malfunctions?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's exactly what the tape does. It stops that happening.
I want to see if I could do better than you, because you failed in the task to get the tape. So we're now calling a Spanish supermarket to see how I do.
Let's see how you'd get on.
Okay. I mean, I only know about four words of Spanish.
Cliente del grupo Carrefour. Por favor, escoja una de las siguientes opciones. Para consultas relacionadas con Financiera Paz, seguros o viajes, pulse 1.
Buenos días, le atiende Noelia. ¿Qué podemos ayudarle?
Buenos días, hola.
Hola, buenos días.
¿Cómo está?
Bien, ¿en qué podemos ayudarle?
Sí. Cinta.
Speak English.
Oh. Do you have any body tape?
In English, yeah. One moment, please.
Okay. Yes, I'm already doing better than you.
You've not got to the hard bit yet, though.
No.
Good afternoon, my name is Martin. How can I help you?
Hello, Martin. I wonder if you can help me.
Okay.
I'm looking for some tape that you would use on a lady's body.
And you want to know the stock?
Yes. You know the tape that holds things down? How would I say that in Spanish if I wanted to say tape for the chest?
Cinta para el pecho.
Cinta para el pecho.
Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
That's great.
Okay.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Okay, buenas.
You see, you failed there because you haven't got the tape.
No, I haven't got the tape. That's because I'm not in the shop. However, I've worked out that cinta para el pecho is Spanish for that tape. So I've already done better than you.
No, but haven't got the tape for my girlfriend's mum. Would you like a different supermarket to try?
No, not really.
Well, I'm going to connect you to one more supermarket because for me, that's a fail so far.
But here's the thing, right? I know what to ask for now, which is like way better than you did.
Okay, well, you'll be fine then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to connect you to one more shop. If you can't buy it here, then you fail the task.
Okay, sure.
It is hard.
I'm enjoying that we're having a special Spanish section of the show.
Sí.
Sí.
Hola, buenos días.
Buenos días. Quisiera cinta para el pecho.
Perdón, cinta para?
Chest. Pecho.
Pecho.
Hmm.
No lo entiendo. ¿Qué es lo que quería? One moment, please.
Yes, quite big.
One moment.
Okay.
What do you mean it's quite big?
I don't know, I panicked.
What's quite big?
I don't know what I'm saying. Oh, this is awful.
Venga, pásame eso.
Sí.
Dígame, hello.
Hello.
Can I help you? Hello.
Yes. Hi, I'm looking for some tape for the body.
Ribbon? For the body?
Ribbon, like a tape, you know, to, cinta.
You want some ribbon to put body, no?
No, not to decorate, to hold things down. I don't want to waste any more of your time. I've failed here, but I'm sorry. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Gracias. Sorry. Okay, bye.
I've got a confession to make, Scott.
What?
We just Googled the place that you just rang. It was actually a garden centre. So sorry.
Are you serious?
Yeah, sorry.
Well,
but I think, look, what we've proved here is it's very hard to get boob tape if you want it in the Spanish.
It really is. Scott Mills. Shall we? Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
When you've got cars and bikes going meow, 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 all up and down the road, it had to stop. Quite simply, by picking up one of those and going like that, I have never seen so many people's brake lights go on, and all it is a hairdryer.
What?
There's a woman that points a hairdryer at cars and they think it's a speed camera. You missed her.
Thomas Schaffernacker from the BBC Weather Centre. Hi, Tom.
Hiya.
It is very cold. Okay, we'll be as quick as possible.
It's good. That's why I look so fresh. My skin is so fresh and clean. Leave my brand alone.
Charlie Slough there.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake. Because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
With the echo, so good, isn't it?
So they're northern in that, okay. Obviously, yeah. So just go up to them and say, hey, you're right, hey, up, Doki. You're right, mild mucker. Let's go for point curry chips down pub, mate. And, you know, they'll say that, oh, she's really taken the effort to learn our culture and the way we talk.
We need to get Buddy G back on.
Remix. My mind's telling me no, but your body's telling me yeah. There ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and guff.
Okay, good. And Radio 1's old website address from the 90s.
http://www.bbcnc.org.uk/bbctv/radio1/p/tong/index:// html.
Snappy.
Yes.
Oh, it's good to be back on.
I sort of missed this in Spain, which is odd. I should have bumbleloed there.
You should. Out of anywhere. Nick and Tony bumbleloing in the workshop, changing gearboxes, loving the tape story. Gap on point. Welcome back, Chris. Hannah and Ellie bumbleloing in the lab in Milton Keynes for one of the last times. Why? Where are you going? Rob the plumber in Hull. Missing big weekend, aren't we all? Meg off of Liverpool and Katie off of Manchester, having dinner at work with Lucy off of Bolton. Yes, Queens. Emily and Dan, Stoke-on-Trent, bumbling away and celebrating. Funny out, they've got a baby on the way.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Let's have it.
Bernard in his loft in central London. I like that you made sure we knew it was central, Bernard.
Yeah, what's with the loft? What's he doing in there? That's the question.
Aaron and Bex bumbling in the Ipswich sunshine. You got any?
Felix and Gilly bumbling away on Gilly's birthday. Happy birthday, Gilly.
Annie bumbling her sun cream off in Cardiff for the first time in months. Yeah.
Julie bumbling and driving safely, of course.
Oh, okay. Caught me by surprise.
4 years.
Yes.
Here we go again. Whoa. Halfway through the week, Dave the handyman bumbling his pump paintbrush off.
Whoa,
on the Wirral. Roxy in Bedford.
Sam washing his tractor, that's one.
Sapphire bumbling in Cardiff, revising for her exam tomorrow in the library right now. Codge in Switzer bumbling their light bulbs off near Eastleigh. And Jodie and Ed celebrating their third anniversary. Right, welcome back, Chris, by the way.
Thank you.
I thought it was supposed to be tomorrow you're back.
Actually was, but I thought I'd come back a day early.
Oh.
I actually asked to come back.
Did you?
Yeah, of course.
Oh. Was it the Alice Levine thing that was worrying you a little bit?
No, nothing worried me. I just missed it.
When she was in for you for a few days.
I just missed it.
Good to have you back. Now, we were talking yesterday about a new TV show called Beat Shazam. It's on in America.
Are you guys ready?
This Thursday. It's time to face the music.
Whoever identifies the song the fastest gets the money.
If you beat Shazam...
What's the title? Fly Like an Eagle.
You break the bank. Jamie Foxx hosts the show that's a star-studded party.
Go, go, go!
Where someone will win $1 million.
Here we go.
Beat Shazam, Thursday at 8, 7 Central on Fox.
Jamie Foxx hosts that.
That's awesome.
Awesome. And you can win $1 million. For naming a song. Thing is, they don't use Shazam on it, despite being the title of the show. They don't use it. But we did, based on this, an impromptu pop quiz yesterday. Only me playing. And basically, it is
you know, you use the assistant on your phone, so you've got Alexa or Siri or Cortana, and you play the song in, ask what song it is, and then you've got to beat your phone, basically.
Okay.
Can I just have a go?
Yeah, go on then.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
But you heard that a lot last week.
Oh, all the time in Spain.
Yes. Despacito, Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, Justin Bieber. Something else you missed yesterday. Bieber doesn't actually know the words to that song at all.
Does he not?
No. He was on a night out and it was on, and this is what he was doing.
Despacito. I don't know the words, so I say poquito. I don't know the words, so I say dorito. I don't know the words, so I say poquito. Despacito.
It's kind of what we do, though, as well.
Yeah, but what's happened there is he's just, like, had some Spanish bloke next to him teaching him how to sing it. He hasn't got a clue what he's singing.
I would be so impressed if Niall did that in the live lounge, though.
Yes.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Full Spanish.
Yeah, it'd have to be full Spanish.
Hello, Danny.
Hello. All right, Scott. All right, Chris.
All right, Danny. Lad. How are you? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Not so bad.
Oh, you are the first person on Bangers for ages.
Get in there.
Yes.
That's what we like.
What are you doing, Danny?
I'm at work, mate. I'm at work today.
Are you Mark Wright?
No, I'm not Mark Wright, no.
Oh, okay. Whereabouts do you live?
Southend.
Yes, I knew it was Essex.
Cool. And where do you work? Where are you working?
I'm in Rayleigh today.
Oh, I know Rayleigh.
Yeah, Rayleigh, Essex.
Yeah. Massive supermarket there.
Yeah, it's got one of those, yeah.
It's good that it's known for its supermarket.
No, you've got one of those that you don't have around here, where we live, which is on two floors. You've got the escalator up there.
Floor.
You know, the little ramp that goes up, the travelator, if you will.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah, I've done it many times,
That's it. Right, okay, so here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. You can choose this if you want.
Tune.
Oh, come on, it's better than not bad.
It's all right.
Summary, Maroon 5, Payphone is my banger.
I do really love this song, Scott. Oh, it is a good choice, to be fair. Or, Danny, you can have my choice today.
Yes, I like it.
Mate, I thought with the sunshine and that, well, kind of, summer anyway, I thought, a bit of old school kook, she moves in her own way.
Right.
Saturday night. Mark Wright.
Scott, you are the man.
Yes.
You are the man.
You are.
Chris, a lot of time for you, fella. But today,
not as much.
Today, I'm going with Chris. What are you?
So at my show on Monday, I was hoping someday you'd be on your way to better things. It's not I love her because she moves in her own way. But she came to my show just to hear about my day. Uh-oh, I love her because she moves in her own way. Uh-oh, oh, she came to my show just to hear about my day.
No, I'm not mad at that at all. That is Kook, She Moves in Her Own Way. Proper summary, really good. And yeah, I think better than my choice today.
Good to have Bangers back.
Yeah, really good. A couple of people saying robbery, but
no,
I don't think so.
On, no, be
real. I hold my hands up.
Be real.
That was a kook. It's good to hear that. Danny and Rayleigh choosing that today. You all right?
Yeah, you.
Yeah,
oh, right, I've got to say, I did this on holiday so much. So when me and Scott go out and have, normally when we've had a couple of drinks, we start doing this to each other a lot.
And it's from, I don't know if you've seen it on the internet, Towie in 30 seconds. And it's just them saying hello to each other. All right?
All right, yeah, you.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I'm all right,
yeah, you.
Yeah, good, yeah. You all right?
Yeah, you.
You all right?
Hello, you all right?
You all right?
You all right?
Yeah, you.
You all right?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
How are you, right?
You're right.
Yeah, good, you?
Yeah, good.
Oh, good. I'm good. How are you?
Not bad.
Good.
Hello.
All right.
Yeah, you?
Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
How are you? All right, Del.
All right.
Yeah, you?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Hi.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good.
All right.
How are you doing? You all right?
All right, yeah. You?
All right, yeah, good.
I'm good.
Not really, no.
Oh, the worst bit. All right, doll.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Scott Mills.
So it's you against your phone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play a track in. You ask your phone what it is, and then you have to tell me the title and artist before your phone identifies it.
Fine. You did this yesterday, yeah?
I did, yeah. Okay. So, so ask the phone.
What is... Hang on. What is this song?
Listening.
Oh. Shakira.
What song?
This sounds like Hipster Live featuring Wycliffe John by Shakira.
No, not quick enough. It was Hips Don't Lie, Shakira.
Oh God,
you should have got that.
Yeah, no, I did know it. It just caught me. I wasn't expecting it to be that kind of song.
Ask again.
What is this song?
Let me listen.
Styles, Sign of the Times.
Boom!
I can name the tune. I think it's Sign of the Times by Harry Styles.
Yes, well done. Quite good trying to beat your phone, though, isn't it?
That is one all.
One
right?
All. Okay, right. Ready, next one? I reckon we might do this with some listeners next week. If you're any good at pop quizzes, let me know.
Ready? What is this song?
I mean, it is a bit similar to Ampho's intros.
Let me try again.
But it's not the intros.
What is this song?
And I'm using his phone.
Listening. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Monkeys.
I know this song.
Mardi Bum.
It's Mardi Bum by Arctic Monkeys.
Yes, just got in there.
Come on.
Okay.
I could do this for a job.
Ask again.
What is this song?
Naming the tune.
Oh, it's one of yours.
One of mine.
I believe this is Sound of the Underground by Girls Aloud.
It's good, right?
You got to be quick.
You've got to be quickish, yeah.
Scott Mills.
Here's Greg James.
Oh, I really missed Chris Stark.
Thanks so much, mate.
All the lads back together again.
There was a moment yesterday where I asked one of your wonderful production staff. I said, is Chris...
Has he been fired?
I went, is Chris still on? He's on the show, isn't he? Or are we not talking about it?
Oh, you think the inevitable had happened?
No, well, I knew that you were going away for a bit, but I didn't know. It just felt like ages.
Yeah.
Anyway, not
I think very if nice. I do go, it'll be like that, though.
Yeah.
Just sort disappear. Of dignified silence.
Did you notice I said the inevitable?
You know, well, it did is you? Inevitable. It's something we all need to face, really,
well,
at some point.
At some point.
Well, I'm okay with it.
Have you made your peace with it, have you?
Yeah. Totally.
All right. Hey, how did you do that? Just a matter of interest.
Well, when it's your time, when the axe falls, you just got to just take a deep breath and deal with it.
Okay. What's the plan? Just do what I did.
Don't worry about it. Just go away for a bit. Whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
How long forward do you suggest?
But there's a dignified way of doing
three
things,
years?
Isn't there? I mean, some people go out really quite loud, don't they?
Some people are the loudest.
Anyway, we're making this a bit sad, but the great thing is that you're back.
He's back for now, and that's the main thing. Okay, here's...
For now.
Here's real or no real.
George and Amal Clooney have announced the birth of their twins. They have named them Georgina and George Jr.
Now, that's a little bit egotistical from George, if that's true. All about him.
You should do a sort of... I don't know the answer to this. I've not really tuned into this story today.
No.
But you should do a unisex name. That's what you should be doing. Is that what's happened? I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. Don't worry.
like an Ashley or something.
Yeah.
I think I saw something this morning from a statement which said, I can't remember the names, but I remember the statement said something like, at the end of it, it was like, George Clooney is holding up well, or George Clooney has recovered well. It was like that kind of thing. It was all about him.
Right.
but I think it was meant as a joke.
Yeah.
Because he is quite funny like that.
He is funny. He's a funny man.
Have you ever met him?
I actually haven't, no.
God, that's rare. I say, have you met someone and you haven't met them? Normally, you've got a story about everyone. You, Greg?
No, I don't ever remember George Clooney being on Radio 1 ever.
No, I don't. But every time I see him in an interview, I think he's flipping funny.
Yeah. All the adverts.
All the adverts. The
I think the adverts are funny.
I actually think over the years I've seen more of Clooney in an advert than in films. True. I've actually, if you add together all the minutes that I've watched.
Yeah. It's Ocean's 11 or coffee adverts.
Yeah.
That's so true, actually.
Yeah.
I've not seen that many films with him in.
No, I've definitely seen, in
more
terms
adverts.
Of like duration, I've seen him drink coffee more and be a bit flirty with women on coffee adverts.
So, are George and...
Have you ever had a coffee and nodded towards a lady that?
Always. But they tend to run away.
It's really quite hard to get right.
They just ask, are you okay? Oh, no, sorry, I was just doing a Clooney.
Sorry, I've just seen an awful typo here with Amal Clooney.
Oh, dear. You don't want to mix those two up.
Don't get that wrong.
It's fine. Just don't do it again, guys.
It's been sorted, though, right?
Well, yeah. Those letters are next to each other on the keyboard, that's why.
So George and Amal Clooney, did they have twins and did they call them Georgina and George?
I do not know. I don't think this is true. I'm going to say no real.
No way. No real.
That one is no real.
No, made up. They're actually called Ella and Alexander Clooney. Aww. And the statement by their agent, which is what you were saying, Chris, is... George is sedated and should recover in a few days.
Yeah. Scott Mills.
The world's only Cornish pasty museum is in Mexico.
No, I'm sure there's one in Cornwall. I'm sure I've been to it.
There is nothing wrong with this. They're incredibly proud of the pasty in Cornwall. And as they should be.
They're not really a thing in Mexico, though, are they? So it'd be odd that the museum's there.
No, but what are those... But those things, what's that? It's not
empanadas.
Empanadas, they're sort of like a pasty, aren't they?
Yeah, they actually are.
They're crimped.
There's going to be a lot of angry Cornish people right now.
No, they are similar. It's very similar pastry, very similar shape.
Very similar crimping.
It is a crimp, yeah.
They crimp the ends.
I mean, obviously,
maybe they're not going to be that angry then.
Cornwall was first, obviously. I don't know whether that's true, but let's put it in there so it doesn't annoy.
Empanada or pasty for you?
Empanada.
Oh,
joking.
You fell into the trap.
Is the world's only Cornish pasty museum in Mexico, Greg?
Yes, real.
No real.
The world's...
Yeah, done that. Yes?
That one is real.
Yes, thank God. It's in the mountain town of Real de Monte, over 4,500 miles from Cornwall, but Cornish miners who emigrated there in the 19th century took pasties with them, and now there is a yearly festival there. Wow, even Prince Charles has been to it.
Those miners must be well old now.
And finally...
Still going.
You can now buy likes for your Instagram photos from a vending machine.
Oh, I could do with that.
Buying some likes.
Yeah. You two don't need, you both got masses of Instagram.
I'm
suspicious as to your numbers.
Mine isn't. How rude, I haven't bought mine.
It's not about the likes, love.
No.
Did you buy yours, Greg? Be honest.
I don't remember buying my
Did
likes.
Someone buy can you buy them for someone else?
Well,
that'd
a
be
gift.
Quite funny, wouldn't
like
it?
Like a music voucher.
It takes ages to grow Instagram, I'm finding.
If you buy
Follow me on Instagram now.
If you buy the followers, do you buy them for like a year, then they all unfollow you? Because that must be epic as well. If you buy them for someone thinks they're really popular, then a year later they all leave.
So, can you buy them from a vending machine now, real or no real?
What, so you're buying your crisps and then I'll have a few likes as well?
Makes you look better, doesn't it?
I'll go real.
It makes you look worse. It makes you look like a loser.
Right.
Real, though.
That one is real.
Yes. You're right, Greg, actually.
Yeah. It's not about that, guys.
Right. It's true, they've started appearing in Moscow. As well as taking selfies and printing photos, for 70 pence, you can get 100 likes for your latest pic. Or, for less than £40, you are guaranteed 150,000 followers who will give you 1,500 likes per post.
It means nothing.
Doesn't matter. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
I got 20, Greg wins, he got 30.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.